big question. How much of Government Motors' government stake will get shed?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good day to you. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Within the next day or two, General Motors will finally finalize its plans for an initial public offering. The Detroit automaker's IPO could raise billions of dollars and allow GM to partially repay taxpayers for the bailout it got from Uncle Sam. Mickey Maynard is senior editor of the Midwest Public Radio Project Changing Gears. She's with us live from Chicago this morning. Good morning, Mickey.
Hello, Steve.
Explain this to me, GM going public. Does this mean that taxpayers no longer own the automaker?
Oh, not at all. The taxpayers own about 61% of General Motors. And once this stock sale takes place, it's expected that that stake will go down to about 40%. So we'll own less than half of General Motors, but we'll still own a big chunk.
We'll be sitting in the back seat instead of the front seat, right?
I guess that's a good way to put it.
Yeah. There you go. Did we get a good deal, the taxpayer get a good deal out of the GM purchase?
You know, it's impossible to say yet whether financially we got a good deal, because there are people who say the money will never be completely paid back. But what we got out of this was the economy didn't crater. People said that, you know, letting the car makers go out of business might really crater the economy. That didn't happen. Jobs were preserved. Dealerships stayed open. Some of them closed. So we'll see. We'll know in a few years whether this was a good deal or not.
All right. Mickey Maynard, senior editor of the Midwest Public Radio Project Changing Gears. Mickey, thanks.
My pleasure.
The U.S. Supreme Court hears a case today that could have a big effect on violent video games. Video game developers cite the First Amendment when states such as California want to punish retailers who sell those gruesome games to kids. From Silicon Valley, reporter Steve Henn has more.
Steve Paputis runs a team at Entertainment Arts building a new game called Dead Space 2.
Our protagonist, Isaac Clarke, fights to destroy a government plot to resurrect an evil artifact known as the Marker.
Clarke battles a giant mechanical robot zombie scorpion and hordes of ghouls. It sounds ridiculous, but the trailer gave me chills. The $10 billion gaming industry has voluntary ratings that are designed to keep games like this away from kids, but
there's no teeth behind the rating system.
That's California State Senator Leland Yee. He authored a bill that would fine retailers $1,000 for selling ultraviolent video games to kids. The industry challenged that law, and it was overturned. But today, the Supreme Court hears California's appeal, and that has Steve Paputis worried.
I just want to make sure that our form of media is treated the same way as film and books.
If the law is upheld, designers will still be free to make any game they like, but retailers will have to be very careful about who they sell those games to. In Silicon Valley, I'm Steve Henn for Marketplace.
All right, let's do the numbers. Global stocks are higher at the moment, about 1% in Europe. Everyone's keeping an eye on U.S. midterm elections today and Federal Reserve monetary policy tomorrow. Another day yesterday with no oomph on Wall Street. The Dow rose 6 points to close at 11,124.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Reputation Defender, protecting online privacy by monitoring the web and removing your personal data from websites that sell it. ReputationDefender.com. By Vanguard, whose mission is to simplify investing and to help people reach their financial goals at vanguard.com/public radio. And by CSX, working to reduce traffic and pollution while moving 1 million tons of freight daily. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
It's election day, and here in California, there's a vote on whether to allow people to keep small amounts of marijuana for personal use. If it passes, new business opportunities could open up, like what's already happened for medical marijuana, which is legal in the state right now. Marketplace's Rico Galliano, co-host of our sister show, The Dinner Party Download, spoke with a Los Angeles woman who's carved out a unique place in the medical marijuana business.
My name is Melanie, and I bake edibles for medical marijuana dispensaries, and my company is called Red Eye Bakery.
And how did you decide to start doing this?
I was working at a dispensary, and one of the guys that I worked with was doing it, but he was only like 20 years old and wanted to have a life. And so it was like, hey, Melanie, do you want to do it? He only made muffins, and I started making cookies and crispy treats and like pretty much anything. You know, I've made like little cheesecakes before and stuff like that as well.
All with marijuana in it. And this is a completely above ground business.
It definitely is. And not only here in California, there's other states. I think it's like 15 total now that have medical marijuana. I definitely have spread the word to some of my friends in Oregon and some of my friends in Colorado that they should look into doing it because it's a good way to build your own business because not a lot of people do it.
So there's like a weed baker entrepreneurial vacuum?
And there's a need for it, especially people who make good ones. For anybody who's ever tried them, sometimes it's hard to find ones that taste good because people are, you know, not using the best quality buds or, you know, they're not making it correctly.
Well, this is going to be my next question. Do you have a background in cooking?
You know, I've just always loved to cook and being a mom, I guess. But I've been cooking since I was like 8 years old. My mom was a really bad cook and I didn't like bad food. So immediately I had to decide I was going to cook on my own.
Is she aware of what you're doing?
Yeah, my mom knows. And yeah, my whole family knows. My mom actually has multiple sclerosis and eats my brownies from time to time. And actually, for a little while, my brother and my sister-in-law were struggling. And she started coming over and baking for me. So it's also helped my brother pay his bills, too.
How many times, by the way, speaking of baking, how many times a day do people make that pun?
All the time, actually. And what's something that's funny is if I ever try and bake stuff that has no marijuana in it, everybody asks me first, is this medicated? I'm like, no, of course it's not medicated. Medicated. Why would I bring medicated cupcakes to a party?
There are some parties where that would be welcome.
Yes, but you know, 4th of July with the family, I usually don't bring medicated cupcakes.
Marketplace's Rico Galliano speaking with Melanie at Red Eye Bakery in Los Angeles. Check out dinnerpartydownload.org for more. And finally, the World Series is over. The San Francisco Giants won the Fall Classic in 5 games, but Fox TV, who carried the baseball championship, didn't even win ratings Sunday night over football. 15.5 million people watched the Giants-Rangers ballgame on Fox Halloween night, but 18 million watched NBC's coverage of the NFL when the New Orleans Saints beat up on the Pittsburgh Steelers, which lends itself to this question. Is America's favorite pastime past its time? In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. Share your thoughts with us at marketplace.org. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
It's the economy, stupid. That famous line from the presidential campaign in 1992. But you know what? The president doesn't really run the economy.
Olympia Snow might be just about as important right now as President Obama in terms of ability to create, do things like extend unemployment insurance or pass a fiscal stimulus.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the Freakonomics of how much a leader really matters, and the day's business news next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.